Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in?
In today's episode of Not Nice Clever, we are talking about currency, but not the currency that you probably might think of right off the bat, because money is definitely one of our pillars, but so is manifesting. And today we are digging in, pulling the curtain back, talking about all things and how your energy is actually likely, definitely not probably, the greatest form of currency that you will ever have at your disposal. It is renewable, right? Unlike time. So that's lovely. But I see so many people, I know Candace is too, and we were guilty of this. And this is like a lifelong practice, not to say that we're perfect, but maintaining and protecting your energy and nourishing your energy, it feeds and flows into everything else, relationships, money, abundance, wealth, opportunity, all of that. So that's what today's episode's all about. We've got a lot to share, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Candace, where do we want to start with the Clever crew here?
Before I even dive into manifesting, I want to note that I'm at my best friend's house in Las Vegas today.
She is.
You may hear some pounding in the background, and it is some construction that is happening right now.
Yep.
She had a leak in one of her windows, and today is the day that they're fixing it, obviously. And it's also today's the day that we're recording, but
obviously
we know that our Clever crew grits it. And so we're just here doing what we do wherever we can, whenever we can.
Yes.
So don't mind all of that. But I do really enjoy this topic. Manifesting, I think, is one of the things that allowed me to be where I am today in my career, going from being a middle school history teacher to working with some of the biggest brands in real estate. Happened, I think, in part to my dedication to my manifesting practice.
Yeah.
And on Instagram right now, people are calling themselves DeLulu. That is the thing on Instagram, right?
It is.
Here's the DeLulu thing that I think. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, that's short for delusional, or cutesy for delusional.
For our 30 and above crowd listening, 30 and under probably knows this. They probably heard it on TikTok too before Instagram.
Absolutely. So for me, that is setting goals that might be scary, that might sound delusional, that someone might say, well, you're not qualified for that. What qualifies you for that? What experience do you have hosting a podcast? Previously, none, but now a lot.
Yes.
And I think that when you focus on being a little bit DeLulu, setting big goals, the kind of goals that scare you, and then deciding that you are going to take on that energy or that persona of that person, it's really key. I was listening to Abraham Hicks, which you know I like to listen to in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And one of the topics that was recently talked about was the idea of choosing assumptions that work for you. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say we are going to reach out to someone who we want to have on our podcast. Mm-hmm. Maybe this person is a high profile person with a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. And we might feel like, ooh, we don't really know them. They have a lot of followers.
They wouldn't make the time for us, like all the self-talk.
Yes. Maybe they're out of our league, right?
Ooh, yeah.
And so that might prohibit us from actually taking the actions like reaching out, DMing, you know, sharing in our stories, all the things that we would do to attract someone typically. Mm-hmm. But what if I just assumed that they would be so excited to hear from us? Because I don't know either one of those to be true or not true. Mm-hmm. What if I just make the assumption that everyone is excited to hear from me? Mm-hmm. And if I operated in that manner, like when you were five and you put on a dance show for your family and you just assume everyone's going to be freaking excited to watch you dance in the living room.
Oh, I Feet of Flames, y'all. Okay, 90s baby over here. Richard Flatley and the Feet of Flames. Let me just, I know my mom doesn't listen to my podcast. She thinks social media is evil, but I might need to send this episode to her because that's exactly what I did. We would have my mom, my grandpa, and my dad, and then I'd coerce my younger brother because he did whatever I said, and then I'd set up the stuffed animals, and we would just take it away. in the living room.
But what if you approached your conversations in business just like they were a captive audience?
Yeah.
Like they obviously want to hear from you. They want to listen to you. They care about what you have to say. If you just approached things like that, then you would be more likely to make those bold asks that actually lead to progress in your business. Mm-hmm. And if both of them are assumptions, one, assuming you don't care about me mm-hmm. and I'm a waste of your time, or you're super excited to hear from me, I'm just going to take the assumption that's on my side. Mm-hmm. And if I just do that over and over and over again, it's going to lead to connections. It's going to lead to opportunity. And people will begin to treat you in that manner, which is crazy because you can't be a podcaster until you start the podcast. All of it is just you trying.
You're just figuring it the fuck out.
You're just figuring it out.
Yeah.
And everyone is. And the more I work with high net worth individuals who are doing really amazing things, and I listen to the questions that they have and the things that they're struggling with, the more I realize, hey, anyone can do this. Mm-hmm. This is available to anyone because they're still struggling with X, Y, and Z, and they're taking the next right step and the next right step. Mm-hmm. All of that to say, your energy matters and your thoughts matter. Mm-hmm. And if you are in control of your thoughts, which you are, might as well choose the helpful ones.
Yes, the ones that make you stronger. And also, like, I think it's really important too to call out that, like, you are not your thoughts. Like, thoughts are things, right? Mm-hmm. They are separate. They are not you. They are not the intrinsic, beautiful human soul that you are. Like, that's set. That's like the idea of self-worth, right? Like, that has nothing to do with your rates, your revenue, any of that. And I think for me, I would think back, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when I wasn't surrounded by really supportive, incredible people like you, like my partner Will, like all of my friends, like my colleagues, my peers. And I would think about, I don't regret it, but I think about how many hours I wasted, like laying awake at night, like overthinking and ruminating on things and just playing broken records in my head of, oh, I messed that up, or I could have said that, or, you know, I probably lost like that contract because I had a construction company at the time. You know, because I didn't say that. And if I had said that, I would have gotten it. And like just ruminating. And there's that phrase that everybody loves to say jokingly, but I feel like there's no really such thing as a joke. Like there's always an essence of truth and power in words where people are, if you're listening right now, if I say you are your own worst enemy, that's what we're programmed to say. But I love your illustration of choose the best assumption. Because then you're being your own best advocate instead of your own worst enemy.
Right.
And also, what's the worst that could happen? They say no. All right, cool. You move on. At least
or
you know.
Ignore
that's
you.
Not,
Those
no, no,
are the
no.
two things. Yeah.
Not terrible. Okay, y'all. If you survived high school, you can survive asking somebody like Gary Vee to be on your podcast, which I totally know we're going to do at some point this year. I don't know how.
Absolutely.
Delulu is the Salulu, you know?
There you go. Is that already coined? Because
I don't know. I might have picked it up from somewhere. But Clever like Crew, it. You heard it here first.
Clever Crew, yes. So I encourage you to set goals and aspirations that seem out of touch, that if you told someone in your circle, they would be like, that's crazy. And then decide who in your circle will actually support you in your delusion and then hold them close.
Yes. And the other thing too that I have learned is that people can support you without fully knowing or understanding what it is
Getting
exactly
it.
That you want to do, right? They don't have to get it to support mm-hmm. you. I know that the right people will eventually get it. Mm-hmm. The right people at the beginning will be like, okay, so you're talking about you want to have property in the US, you want to have property in Japan, you want to be able to live and vacation and work wherever there's Wi-Fi. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I want. Like I know the exact cities and whatnot. And like, even when I explain it, people are like, uh-huh. They're like, okay, well, good for you. Let us know how we can support you. And like, let's do a weekend there. They don't have to get it to support you. I think that's an important call out.
Yeah. I used to have this keychain that I carried around. I still have it, actually. It's still on my keychain currently.
Interesting.
But it said beach house on it. And like, as a middle school history teacher, that's like not really an option.
That's not a thing. Yeah.
It's not a thing. Yeah. So, but I carried it around because I always knew that I wanted to live by the water. Mm-hmm. And as you know, now I live, it's not a beach house, but I live in a condo by the water and I walk my dog, right by the water every time I'm there. Mm-hmm. I was going to say every day, but I'm never there.
Every time I was going to say, you're literally at Vegas right now.
Yeah. And now it's so old that the words have rubbed off. So you can't even see that it used to say beach house. It's just like this little circle on my keychain. Yeah. And I just ordered a new one because I'm like, I feel like my manifestation is so close. I'm like really almost there. There's like peaks of it in my life currently. Mm-hmm. And it's happening. And, you know, 7 years ago when I got that keychain, it didn't even seem like it would ever be a possibility.
Yeah.
And now we're almost there, Kat. Almost to the beach house.
We're almost there.
You can come stay when it happens.
Thank you. I can't wait. And I certainly need to work on my tan because it's bad, y'all. Yeah. I can see my entire vein structure in certain lighting.
That DC winter did you dirty.
It did. It did me so dirty, but I love you. Well, I don't necessarily love DC, but I love the friends that I've made in DC. And I love that this has been my home for the last year and a half.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're out there building your personal brand and you also have a team relying on you. But if your people don't know how to fish for themselves, the burden of new business always falls on you. Ouch, no thanks.
The opportunity we see, teach your team how to generate their own business.
The result, more time and energy back in your day so you can scale sans burnout.
Amplify by Not Nice Clever is the ace up your sleeve, a hands-on workshop full of replicable frameworks and actionable strategies that your team can put in place right away.
Your job? Sit back and let us work our magic.
Even CEOs need help sometimes. We've got you. Head to our show notes to get the deets. Hashtag outsourced. Going back to energy is your currency, right? And I think people naturally know how to do this in certain ways. Like, something that I would always do before I really knew what manifestation was, before I was dedicated in my mantras and my morning rituals, if I was feeling funky, like if I was PMSing, if I was bloated, if I was in a rut, if I had just gotten into like a terrible argument with my like ex, I would turn on music or I would go for a walk. Mm-hmm. And music would immediately change my frequency. And I knew, like, yes. I'd pick a playlist, right? This was when iTunes was still a thing. Am I dating myself there? I hope some of the clever crew knows what iTunes is. But yeah, now there's just algorithms
iTunes
that make playlists.
Is a thing.
But in the past, you had to actually make playlists. And then even before that, I'm sure the Gen Xers like, we had to make mixtapes, bitch. Like, you can calm down. I'm like, no. Anyway, I would use music to change my frequency. But that works, yes. And I think that I underestimated the power of words. And knowing how much words could change your frequency, like change your brain chemistry, rewire your brain, alter your frequency, alter your energy. So let's talk about like some mantras, because I think we've shared this in the past, but I've got my morning ritual. I know Candace, you do too. What are some mantras that make you feel strong, like when you say them or when you see them on the paper?
Daily, I say, I'm wise and successful. I'm healthy and strong. I have a loving and giving heart. Mm. Always daily, I wake up, I say that to myself. It's a check for myself. It's putting out in the universe how I want to show up, how I want to be. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. And recently I saw Glenda Baker on her, I can't remember what it's called, Talks from the Porsche?
Oh.
Something from the Porsche.
Yeah, from the Porsche. I remember her.
Oh, wait. No, here it is. Post from the Porsche.
Yes, you know, because you have, she was on Facebook at that time.
The alliteration.
Oh, of course. That's like a non-negotiable.
Yeah. So on Instagram, she's doing a post from the Porsche and she was saying, what she says to herself is something along the lines of, my name is Glenda Baker and great things happen to me. Mm. And I was like, oh, I love that. And I'm not saying it verbatim, but go check out her post and see, you know, what she does. And I was like, I'm going to take a variation of that. And so I just started like last week since I saw her say, I'm Candace Carciopolo and unexpected amazing things happen to me every single day. And then it changes my awareness level. Mm-hmm. Because amazing things do happen to me every day, but am I stopping to appreciate them?
Yes.
Am I stopping to say, 4 years ago, Candace would have thought this invite was amazing and incredible, but now it's my normal life. Mm-hmm. Am I still stopping to appreciate it in the same way that I would have when I would never was in this realm, you know? And so I'm just realizing that it's changed my attention to those small amazing things that are actually really big when you look at it on
With perspective.
Like the bigger picture. Yeah, perspective, yeah.
Well, and whatever you appreciate, whatever you focus on amplifies, period, right? That goes for the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it in between. So you are entirely in control of what you want to focus on and appreciate. And if you even think about, like we talked about, you know, like attracts like, right? Energy is your currency. Mm-hmm. If you are telling yourself that you are unqualified, you mess up, you don't keep promises, you're flaky, you're undisciplined, you're not a morning person. Can you tell I've reprogrammed all of those things that I used to say? Then the only thing, like attracts like a magnet, right? The universe is going to be like, welp, I guess like that's the shit that she's here for. So like, let's keep giving it to her. Let's keep proving her right.
Yeah.
Right. So say something different. I'm a morning person after 11 a.m. current local time.
Well, or like there's no judgment on if you're a morning person or not. Like it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like that's also an option.
Or if I come alive in the nighttime because I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Embracing it.
That is what
Abraham
it is.
Hicks was talking about staying away from unlucky people.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, that's so good. Because people who are unlucky in quotation marks are people who are choosing to see the world through a different lens. Mm-hmm. And if you are identifying as an unlucky person, you're putting yourself in that cycle instead of like, obviously life happens and things happen that don't go our way all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. But I would never say that I'm unlucky.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, that thing happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't ideal, but we're moving on. Here's what we learned from it. And that's
exactly
it.
So that you don't repeat it.
Yeah. So that you're not in that cyclical
loop.
Oh yeah. See, it always happens to me. See, I'm always the one that this happens to.
The world's against me.
Over
no one's
and over
here for
and over
me.
Again.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just
It's a story you're
day.
Telling yourself that is then playing out in your life.
Mm-hmm. This is so interesting because I don't think I even told you this because it happened literally over the last like 72 hours. I realized that I had lost, well, I lost my ID. So like that shit's in the wind. I don't know where that is. Like, or universe, if you're listening,
okay, well,
I would love for it to
find
me.
You get on this plane.
Oh, I have my passport.
See me.
I have my passport.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Girl's got her passport. Got that shit renewed last year. Okay. So I lost my ID. No, I shouldn't say that. Guys, look, I'm literally doing it live on this call. I'm not able to currently find my ID, but I would love it if my ID found me. However, after that happened, right? Words, universe is listening, y'all. It has your back.
Yeah.
Just wants to try to do right by you. But if you're telling it some fucked up shit, it's only going to deliver that. So then get this. A day later, I misplaced my wallet when Will and I are out to dinner. Now, I went back to the restaurant. First of all, I was like pissed. I was like, fuck. Like the cards that my everyday cards that I use are there. And then the credit cards that
it's frustrating.
I don't use to help me build my credit. I have to start using. One of them was even expired. So I was like, fuck, I can't even use that one until I find my wallet. And I like really started getting down on myself. I went to the restaurant. I was like, have you found, like, did you have this wallet? It was also the wallet that Will got me for my birthday. It's this like beautiful red Valentino wallet with like the gold spikes. And he got it for me when we lived in Miami still. So I have sentimental value with the wallet. Like, forget the cards. The cards are plastic. I can replace them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was getting so down on myself when I went to the restaurant and I couldn't find the wallet. And I started spiraling. Like Will came out, or I came out and Will was waiting there for me in the car. He's like, did you find it? And I was like, no. And I like started getting all teary-eyed and he was like, oh boo. He's like, it's okay, it'll turn up. He's like, it'll turn up, who knows. He's like, let's head home. And then when he said that, I was like we Ubered home that night, but I paid at the restaurant, so I knew I had the wallet at the restaurant. So then I go into the Uber app, I contact the driver. I don't get in touch with him at first, but then his brother gets in touch with me because the driver is hard of hearing. And the brother's like, yeah, my brother has an appointment in your area tomorrow. He can drop it off. No problem.
What?
And he was like,
amazing.
He was like, we would have mailed it to you, but there was no ID. So we didn't know who you were or where you lived and you didn't come up on Google.
Oh,
I was like, right. And so he dropped it off literally this morning as I'm recording this episode. And then I Zelled him some thank you money because I was so grateful.
Oh, it's so nice.
Right? So
the
it's
energy.
Like energy. I was.
And noticing and being appreciative
right?
of it.
And then like when I couldn't get in touch with the Uber driver immediately within the app, I almost started going down that path again. I was like, wait, I was like, just step away. The case is open. They'll figure it out. And then it was like the next morning that I got a random text message. They're like, hi, this is so-and-so, the brother of your driver from the other night. He has your wallet. We can drop it off. And I was like,
oh my gosh. So cool. I love that story.
it's just like, yeah, but I share that because like even I catch myself, and Candace, I know you and I will have our little mini vent sessions and we'll be like, okay,
yeah,
we take 5 minutes to be a bitch about this and then we're going to like handle it like a boss. But it's just, yeah, energy, man.
I think having tools in your toolkit to
yeah
recognize when they happen and just stop yourself and choose something that's going to serve you better, because it's a part of the human condition to have negative thoughts sometimes or to kind of start spiraling. That's normal. Yeah. I doubt that you're ever going to stop that completely. I haven't been able to.
Me either.
But recognizing it sooner and flipping the script on it sooner is always going to lead to better outcomes for you and thoughts that will serve you better and put you on the right path. And especially when we're talking about brand building, to bring it back to, you know, branding and marketing yourself.
Yeah.
People are attracted to your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to spiral, you naturally are going to end up with that desperate energy that we know is not attractive to anyone, mm-hmm. as Kat likes to remind us.
Yes, it don't sell anywhere.
Desperate doesn't sell.
No, it does not. And so we see that, right? Where you'll say all the right things. You'll have the perfect process, the ideal CRM, the optimized website. You'll have the perfectly designed business card. Your pitch is honed. You hired a really expensive business coach to map all that out. And yet, nobody still wants to work with you. It's not the things, y'all. It's you. Yes, those things help. But I know somebody listening in has also fumbled the response, said the wrong thing, maybe word vomited a little. And the person was like, Candace, y'all, you sold me. I'm good. Like, where do I sign? And you're like, oh, shit. Okay. All right. Let me just like put my foot in my mouth and like, let's get the contract going. You know, you say all the wrong things and the right person is still like, so where do we sign? And I'm like, oh, this was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Right?
Yeah.
So energy is currency, y'all. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we love to see our clever crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.